So as you have found your comfortable posture for meditation, I invite you to allow your energy first to descend into the ground, your experience of gravity at a quite physical level to begin. Experiencing the solidity of the earth element. Where your physical form comes in contact with the earth. And feel the fluidity. All this liquid within your body. When you sometimes feel achy or heavy or stiff. Allow that fluidity that is already within you to massage, to flow over that which is hard or pointed within you. You can access this fluidity with your mind. Let it fill you. So that the energies in your body start to settle like cool, clear water. And then feel that fire within you that is not simply heat, but it is the energy of life. That which holds you upright. And then feel the gentle, undulating spaciousness of the air element within you, flowing as your breath. Allow your breath to fill you gently. And release on each exhalation as much as your body needs, not forcing, not pushing. simply surrendering to the wisdom of the breath itself. Then I invite you to begin expanding the breath, especially around the area of your heart, letting the ribs expand as they need to, as you bring your center of energy, center of mind, down into the level of your heart. Not the physical organ, but where your energetic center is, behind the sternum, just in front of the spine. Plunge to that place that sometimes we cover over, because it's too hard to open it. Because somehow we know that if we open, we'll feel too much, and that's okay. You can't feel too much when it comes to developing bodhicitta. Developing the transcendence of your own cognitive intelligence. And so, as though opening a window onto the whole of reality, past, present, future, transcending the bounds of space, ask yourself, who am I? All sorts of images may come up of your picture of who you have been in this life. Images of yourself at different ages, in different circumstances, relationships. But right now, are they simply pictures? Stories? Look upon who is aware of these stories right now. What is this experience of being aware? Can you taste its qualities? The sheer vibrancy that illuminates any image that comes to mind, that illuminates any sensory object, such as a sound, or the tactile sensations of your body. How are those made into appearances? For matter itself doesn't look like anything. And how in the very same instant of illuminating is there knowing, the quality of knowing? What does it feel like right here, right now? Whatever comes to mind. If you let go the conception of your body as yours, but for the moment identify, if you need to identify at all, simply with this stream of illuminating and knowing. Can Can you imagine that illumination touching the whole of existence? Begin just with this planet and situations, even the labels of countries, continents, oceans will come to mind. Can you even imagine seeing all of them at once from a single perspective? All the sentient beings, their desires, their agonies, their confusion, even those who seem to be doing very well, are they really happy? As if in an instant, your heart could be connected to the innermost heart. First of all, the human beings on the planet. And then all the sentient beings, the animals of every kind. Other types of sentient beings we can't even see right now. But individual streams of awareness, of desire, of pain. What if you could see them all at once? What if you had the ability to take away their suffering? Can your mind turn into the vast virtue that says, I will do it. I will take away this suffering, whatever it takes. Can you feel how that changes your mind stream itself? And as if in the very same thought, you become the wellspring of goodness, of joy, the source of everything that every sentient being could need. Your heart becomes like a supernova of light. See that this itself is joy, being the source of goodness for others. equally, spreading everywhere without partiality. The effulgence of divine love. Find this rock of your center. Who you are, who you yearn to be. And know what sheer goodness feels like. Could all of your decisions, your choices, derive from this center? So that if someone asked, or you ask yourself, who am I? It looked like this supernova of goodness coming from your heart. Is that who you are? And all your choices derive from this. In whatever you are experiencing right now, make a decision totally private to yourself. What have you discovered? What do you wish to do? What do you intend to do? And even as our meditation has been at the foundation of setting a motivation, cultivating a motivation, I invite you now to dedicate that power of goodness that you have accessed so vividly in your own hearts. I know you have. And then see how that goodness itself could become a cause for the very goal to which it aspires. And like releasing an arrow, project, send that goodness forward to accomplish the good for which it is aimed.